Hello, everybody. It's Phil, and welcome to our show on this Wednesday, man. Now, I'm going to be, I don't know, today I was going to go out and walk on the WGA picket line. Oh, that was today. That's what I thought it was going to be today, but actually, I got a doctor's appointment. I live so bloody far away from things, so I'm thinking I'll make it either on Thursday or Friday. Now, where are they walking? Well, they're walking, man. I don't want to divulge where they are, but they're out there at one of the studios. And I'm not a member of the Writers Guild, but I am a member of the SAG and SAG-AFTRA.
What does it mean, SAG? Because you, like...
It doesn't mean SAG as in saggy ass or something.
No, you know, I'm just...
That's funny, bud. That's just, I'm just rolling on the floor. You're so funny. Screen Actors Guild.
Well, I mean, you're not a screen actor.
No, but I do voiceover work, and we got to be in the same union. Okay, just, I don't want to explain it.
Bud, we'll talk to you later about it.
Okay. Anyway, I'm in the same union, so, and there's a solidarity. Why am I even saying this?
But they're going to be out, and they're going to be walking. They've been walking for the last 2 or 3 weeks, right?
Yeah, they've been out. They've been on the picket lines, and a lot of people are going out in solidarity in support of the writers. I know a lot of writers. I know a lot of guys that are in the Writers Guild, so... I was going to go, long story short, today. I can't make it. I got a doctor's appointment today and tomorrow.
What, are you sick?
No, I'm not sick. I got a dentist appointment and my dermatologist, which is okay.
So that was tiring.
Yeah, that's wearing me out, man. So I think Friday is going to be a good day for it. That's all I'm trying to say.
Not that anybody cares.
Well, I'm just letting people know, man. I think it's a very topical issue. You don't?
I know, Phil, but most people are out there. They don't know from writers.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, man. I don't want to get too political here, but there's a lot of bread that's being made in this world, and a lot of it's not getting down to the people who are working for these cats.
Now, Phil, watch it.
No, I'm not going to watch anything. There's a lot of bread being made. There's guys with $500 million yachts. $500 million yachts. CVS, I just saw the other day, CVS made a profit of $4 billion, and yet you got to wait in line forever at CVS. The grocery chains, they're making all kinds of money, and yet you got to check your own groceries. Come on, people. Don't tell me I can't talk about it.
Yeah, well, you're getting, this is the very thing that alienates you from people.
I'm talking about people that work for a living who deserve a piece of the pie. That's all I'm talking about. Jesus. Who would think in this day and age it would be like controversial to talk about... Never mind.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
All right, what do we got here?
We have Chef Carl Cedilia.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
I don't know, man. It's just...
We have Chef Carl Cedilia at Ted's of Beverly Hills. And, and Chef is going to be... I think it's the...
Say, Chef Cedilia.
Hello, everyone. This is Chef Carl Cedilia, and today we are going to be making the Chef Carl Cedilia chili. Okay? That's just for you from me.
Well, go, Phil.
Oh, and Chef Cedilia, how are you? It's Phil Henry, and I'm sorry, I've been sitting here moping around because...
No, I heard them. I heard your crew sort of yelling at you because you had... You wanted to say some things about the strike and so on. I understand that, Phil, but, you know, I've only got so much time to be on the air with you, and then I got to get back to what it is I do here for a living. You understand that?
No, I absolutely understand. I know that you're making the Chef Carl Cedilia, Cedilia, is that it?
Yes, it's the Chef Carl Cedilia.
I wrote it down here, Chef Cedilia.
What is it, bud?
It's the Chef Carl Cedilia. No, wait.
No, you start with my name.
All right, Chef Carl Cedilia.
Yes, Chef Carl Cedilia.
Yeah, Chef Carl Cedilia. Chef Cedilia.
Does anybody there... Excuse me. Does anyone there...
We'll get it, Chef Cedilia, but basically, you're making your chili, right?
We're making the Chef Carl Cedilia... No, we're not just making any chili. We're making the Chef Carl Cedilia... Chow, 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 dad. Here's Ted.
Hey, Phil. Hi, Ted Bell. What's the problem?
What do you mean, what's the problem?
What are you doing over here?
I'm on the air with Phil Henry.
Phil, I'm so sorry. I was looking around for Chef Cedilia, Chef Cedilia. God,
what's the name of the chili that I make every year?
Well, you make a chili on New Year's Eve. It's called Chef Carl Cedilia's Chow Chilia.
No, it is not. No, it's not.
Well, yes, it is.
No, it is not. I know it's not called. It's not called that.
Hey, Chef Cedilia, is it called Chef Carl Cedilia Chili?
I know what it is. It's the chef called Chidilia Chilia.
That's it. Okay, Margaret, thank you. Thank God.
Chef Carl, the what?
It's the chef. You know what? Margaret's right. The chef called Chidilia Chilia.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to try to make today. Can I just say something? Phil, and hello to everybody out there at the Phil Henry Show. I didn't know where you were. If you could tell me, that, don't worry about it, Ted. I'll let you know. You know, you work for me. Okay, go ahead. All right, Phil, we're in the chilly, what I call, we're in the chilly frame of mind here. We're in a chilly kind of a mood as we make the chef Carl Chidilia Chilia. And this is for what's, I know we got a big sporting weekend coming up again.
Well, we got the NBA final. We have the NBA championship series, the Stanley Cup finals in hockey. And of course,
Phil's belching. Do you,
No, I was hiccuping, not belching.
Oh, do you need to stop down and belch?
No, I don't. I'm fine. I was hiccuping.
Phil, why don't you get a glass of water or something?
Yeah, you want some water, Mr. Henry?
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. All right.
But you were, when I came on the air, you were all bent out of shape about something.
I was having a debate with my crew about it. Nothing important. All right. Chef Chidilia, thank you for being with us as we have the Chef Carl Chidilia Chilia. And where are we starting? Where are we?
Well, the first thing we start with, Phil, and that I love to start with the Chef Carl Chidilia Chilia. Hold on for a minute, yeah? What's going on? Because we've got customers. I'm doing the chili recipe here for Phil. Okay.
Hey, Chef Chidilia, you know, maybe you ought to...
Why don't you just go ahead and take care of whatever it is Ted needs?
Well, hold on for just a minute. What do you want? What do I want? You work for me. You realize this makes me look like an ass? Okay, Phil, the Chef Carl Chidilia is on the air with the chili. Here's what you take, and this is what I would suggest. Get chopped up stewing beef. Or, if you will, you can get some chopped up steak. You don't want to spend a whole lot of money. But I love to cube up some stewing beef or cube up some steak or beef. Throw that into a pot. And then you take your chilies. Yeah? Wait a minute, Phil. I'm sorry, Phil. There's people. We got a big night here tonight.
Well, I had no idea because Chef Chidilia agreed that he would come on.
You said what? You know what, Phil? Never mind. I'm going to take care of this ass. You know, I'm gonna take care of this guy. And Phil, it's great talking to you.
Well, wait a minute. Did we get you in trouble? What's going on there, Chef Chidilia?
Well, what's going on? Yeah, Margaret, hi, it's Ted Bell. What's going on here is I forgot, okay, that Chef Chidilia said that he was doing a cooking segment. We got a big crowd in here tonight. It's a Tuesday night, so you get two drinks for the price of one, but you got to come in wearing a tutu, or if there's two of you, everything in pairs is what we're doing here, okay? In other words, Ted just feeds people booze. Excuse me?
Well, this is a two for one?
It's a feed people booze. I don't think it's responsible to keep attracting people, but, let's talk about. So it's a big night. There's a big crowd in here, and I got Chef Chidilia over here fooling around. Not fooling around.
Look, I'm going to let the chef go because this is obviously turning into something quite ugly, and it's not. I don't think it's making you guys at the restaurant look good.
Thanks a lot. Oh my God! What did I? I'm on the thing, doing this thing for Henry.
Hey, look at Ted. Chef Chidilia was. This was a pre-scheduled event where he'd be talking about the Chef Carl Chidilia, whatever the hell.
That's the problem with it. It's called Chef Carl Chidilia. No, it is not. You stupid bucktooth ass. It's...
Oh, my God.
Give me the phone.
All right, I'm going to hang up with these guys.
Why are you laughing?
Why not? Why wouldn't I laugh? As I've often said on this show, why wouldn't I laugh?
All right, yeah.
Well, that's a good point, Phil.
Hold on. What? You guys can't come back on the air unless you calm down. Yeah.
So let me do this, okay? I got Ted Bell here. I can call you back to do this segment.
Wait. I have a right to say something here, okay? You don't ever call me names.
You don't ever call me names.
You don't ever call me a name like that again. I'm sorry, but you got your hands all over me.
You guys are doing this on the air. It's making you look bad, making the restaurant look bad, making the two of you look bad, 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 bad.
The thing that I would appreciate, Ted, is if you could at least remember what it is that I am cooking here, because it's on the menu. You're talking about the Chef Carl Chedilia, Childadilia. No.
It's the Chef Carl Chedilia, Chilia.
That's what it is, yeah. Yeah, that's what it's called, all right. I'm sorry, Phil. Let me see it. Phil, I'm awfully sorry. No, I'll do it. I'm awfully sorry, Phil, that Ted interrupted. Phil, this is Ted Bell. I own the restaurant, excuse me. I'm sorry that Chef Chedilia did not put the best face on Ted to Beverly Hills this evening. Give me the phone. Phil, I am sorry that we...
Those two, it's a miracle that they're in business. Yeah, why do they even stay in business?
I suspect, and I could be wrong, but I suspect that Chef Chedilia has more, he's got a piece of the business now. I think...
I think he's like part owner or something.
Well, I know that Rudy has, Rudy's a partner in the bar, and I think that Chef Chedilia, you know, you just don't talk to a boss the way he talks to Ted. That's more like...
The way two partners would talk to each other, maybe.
Maybe, but I don't even believe that, because how the hell do you stay in business with a guy? And that was just very public, you know. Harvey Wireman?
Yeah, Harvey Wireman, line two.
Harvey, how you doing?
Phil, hey, it's none of my business, but I just heard this row that you had on your show with Jeff. Hold on for a minute. Let me have a glass of that. No, just some of the tea.
Are you driving?
No, I'm just sitting at home. I'm in the kitchen. I'm listening to radio. I'm listening to the Bob Constantine show.
You're sitting in your kitchen listening to the radio. Okay.
Yeah. Something wrong with that?
No, nothing at all.
Look, I was listening to you, and when you brought on Chef Chedilia and Ted Bell, and I heard the way that Bell was talking to Chef Chedilia. And that is, I have to tell you, that's unacceptable. Now, I'm not, I don't represent the man, but I would advise him, if he's listening right now, not to take any kind of guff from Bell like that.
Well, Ted, you know, and that's why I say, I think these guys must be partners or something.
Well, if that's the case, but even if they are partners, you can't publicly manhandle someone. I heard Bell put his hands all over this guy.
Well, I don't know what was going on. We don't know if he was putting his hands on the guy.
Well, he's saying, give me the phone. I'm listening to this arguing going on. And I would advise at this time, because I am an attorney, that Ted Bell keep his dirty, greased up bits.
Yeah, Ted Bell.
Okay, Ted Bell's on the phone.
Well, I don't give a damn if Ted Bell's on the phone. I would say Ted Bell keep his greased up bits off of this... Off of Chef Carl Chedilia.
Ted Bell, is that you, Harvey?
Yes, it's me.
I got to tell you something. You know, loyalty is a very important thing in your business and in mine. And for you, a regular customer...
Hey, Ted, don't give me any lectures.
Wait a minute. For you, a regular customer that comes in here to call Phil Henry's show and basically offer your legal services to Chef Carl Chedilia, I think is a stab in the back.
Well, why would you call up? And the problem that I have...
Wait, hold on for a minute, Phil. You hear what I'm saying, Harvey? You come into my restaurant, you eat my food, you drink my booze.
Yeah, yes, I do. And I pay you for it. You may recall that I pay my bill.
Of course you do. But the fact is, you got your own private table here. You get that...
Don't say it.
What? What? What is he talking about?
I get a lap dance from one.
There's a dancer that...
A lap dance.
It's that she doesn't work here. She works over at Stoney's, and she comes in.
And gives Harvey a lap dance.
That's none of your business. It's none of your... The fact of the matter is...
That does tell you that you receive special treatment here at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Now you're calling up the Phil Henry Show and saying that Chef Carl Chedilia could use some legal advice.
I think the way that you're talking to this guy, he had a segment on this Henry show that you jumped into the middle of and said, hey, you basically said, hey, bitch, get back in the kitchen.
I never said anything of the sort.
All right, gentlemen, hold on for a minute because we got Chef Chedilia. Go ahead, Chef.
Harvey, thank you very much for the advice. I don't need it, but you are right. I was doing a cooking segment.
Can I say something?
No, hold on.
Thank you, Phil. I was doing a cooking segment on the Henry Show that was scheduled. It was going to be the Chef Carl Chedilia Chilium, and I was going to present it as a weekend treat for the listeners of Phil's show. Now comes Ted, steaming out of his office, What are you doing? Why are you doing that? Get back. Basically, he was doing something that I told him never to do, and that was his get back in the kitchen thing.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Well, the hell you didn't. You came out of that office and said, well, what are you doing? We got a lot of people here.
That's what I heard, Ted. You know, and yes, you're right. I've been at your restaurant many times, and I love your restaurant. But I got to tell you something, Ted. I can't sit here and listen to you call people out and tell them, hey, bitch.
I never said, hey, bitch, anything.
Well, that's what it sounded like to me. It sounded like you were telling this bitch, not the bitch, but...
You're calling me a bitch?
No, I'm not calling you a bitch.
All right, gentlemen, hold on for a minute. Hold on.
I'm not just saying. I'm not calling it. I'm saying to Ted that he was talking to
Chef Carl Cedilia.
Yes, Chef Carl Cedilia, like he was someone's bitch. And that's all I'm trying to say.
Never did anything of the sort.
All right, everybody calm down for a minute because we got a three-way conversation going here between you guys, the restaurant. I got Harvey back at his house. This thing can be chilled out right now, okay? I can just simply say to you, I thank you, Chef Cedilia. Ted, I have to be honest with you. It was, I don't think, the politest you've ever been by jumping on the air here and getting in the middle of this while he was doing the segment.
Uh-huh, see, right there.
That's what I'm saying. So what you've done, basically, Phil, is you said, turn around for a minute, Ted. I want to see if there's something on the back of your jacket, and you stick a knife into my back.
Oh, come on.
They didn't do that.
That's what you did. I have a business to run. You got a business to run, and I had a cooking segment to do. Did you tell me about it? Yes, I did.
Oh, boy. Listen, if I can establish that you told him about this, I think you have a good case that you've been publicly humiliated, and you've had your pride and your prestige as a chef put up on a pedestal, and then basically, in legal terms, it was that Ted Bell relieved himself all over your reputation.
What is that called?
That would be, we would sue for a public defilement of your reputation, similar to what would happen if someone relieved themselves all over your face.
What is that a legal term?
No, boy, you're nuts.
No, what do you mean I'm nuts?
That's a legal...
That is what I would file with the court, yes.
That Ted Bell put his reputation...
Bill, I'm not in a habit of describing and defining public, legal terms, but essentially, yes, that Ted Bell took his Chef Cedilia's reputation, put it up on a stand or on a pedestal or up on a mantelpiece, figuratively, and relieved himself all over it. That's, in the legal sense, we call that public relief, getting relieved on.
Oh, get out of here.
Look, I'm describing this.
Well, I don't need the legal advice, but I thank you very much.
Tell you something, Harvey. Thank you very much for coming on the Phil Hendry Show and doing what you just did, because you're not welcome in this restaurant anymore, okay?
What a baby. Honest to God, Ted.
You come on here and you take his side?
Ted, why don't you calm down? It's just business. It's nothing personal.
What the hell, it's not.
All right, you guys work this out. All I know is we had a segment that was going to be with Chef Cedilia, and it turned into garbage.
Well, I apologize for that.
Well, I apologize for that, but Chef Cedilia should have told me.
I told you, okay, Bucky?
And the Bucky Beaver stuff.
The other thing, though, you've got enough. If they're referencing his buck teeth, you take the public defilement down a step, and now it's...
What is it now? Is it some kind of a legal case where he's beavered me or something?
Yes, it's called being rodented.
Okay.
What a jackball. You know, Phil, it's all...
That's publicly rodented. Yeah, that's what he did. He basically, what he did was he turned him into a, he's called out his buck teeth, so that makes him a rodent. All right, coming up next, Art Griego on flying this month. I'm on my way to Florida on the 10th, and he's going to let me know all about the flying, but also the thing I'm curious about is the mask wearing.
I don't think they're wearing no masks.
Yes, I think they've stopped wearing masks. Well, I want to find out from Art, as a pilot, what he's seeing, and because, Jackie flew to Europe 2 months ago and got sick.
I understand that, Phil, but you've got to realize there's a way of doing things.
No, is there really? Okay. We'll talk about it in just a moment on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Jim Bean Hoffy here. I've got a backstage pass to the Phil Hendry Show website. You've never heard of me. You don't know who I am. I'm not famous. I could say I'm a country singer, or I could say I'm a famous farmer. I'm no one. In fact, I'm unemployed right now. But I do have a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website. That I will not give up. I don't care if I don't eat. I have to have a backstage pass to the Phil Henry Show website. I don't care if I don't have clothing to wear. If I'm walking down the street with no clothes on, I've got to have a Phil Henry Show backstage pass. 55,000 plus hours of the greatest entertainment your ears, your mind has ever consumed. 55,000 plus hours of radio, digital content, home movies, video casts, a podcast. I'm lost for words. I really am. But I'd carry a dictionary with me, but I'm naked, so there's nowhere to put it.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show. It's the Phil Henry Show website at philhenryshow.com for the backstage pass. We call it the greatest value online other than porn, and we're pretty sure you'll agree.
All right, welcome back, Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Now, we have Art Griego. We haven't talked to Art in a long time.
No, we have not. He's at Santa Monica Airport.
Let me get Art up on the phone here. Hey, Art, long time no talk, man. How are you?
Hey, Phil, it's great to be with you. Yeah, it has been a long time, but it's never, I don't think it's ever too late to talk to a good friend. Good talking to you.
I wanted to ask you, you know, we're going to be flying. Are you at the airport?
Actually, I'm just pulling into the airport right now.
Okay. I wanted to talk to you about, I'm going to be flying out on the 10th of going to Florida. And, you know, it's, I keep bumping my camera here. I'm going to Florida, and, you know, it's going to be a, first time I've been on an airplane in 6 months.
Now you're a pretty experienced flyer, though. You're all over the place.
No, I am. I mean, especially over the last 3 years, I've been flying basically flying monthly. Now I got into it with Jackie because, you know, she went over to Europe about 2 months ago. She flew through three or four different countries. I don't know how many, four different airports, two continents, no mask, got sick.
Yeah.
So what do you, you're a pilot, you're out there flying, what do you recommend?
Well, I you don't need a pilot to tell you that, you know, you should do what you want to do. Now, I will tell you this, wearing a mask at this particular time is probably not a great idea. And I know that Jackie got sick, but that probably had more to do with just the fact that, you know, her immune system, did she get COVID?
No, she just got a bad cold.
All right, well, people are going to get bad colds, you know. And you're not going to be able to do anything about it. Were you wearing a mask back when people were just getting colds?
Was I wearing a mask back when people were just getting colds? No.
Okay. So, and you've been fully boosted, right?
Yes, I have.
Okay, then there really is no reason for you to, in my opinion, for you to wear a mask, because you weren't wearing one back when people was getting colds. And that was when people was getting colds.
When people were getting colds.
Okay, yeah, when people were getting cold.
My God.
But the other thing is that you got a flu shot, you get a COVID shot.
Hold on for a minute, man. All of that stuff is true, okay? I get a flu shot, I'm fully boosted for COVID. But here's the thing, man. Even when I was getting a flu shot, I would get colds. When I started wearing a mask, colds stopped.
Well, I've heard you say this before, Phil. I think in a lot of ways, you know, it could be your imagination.
Wait a minute. How could that possibly be his imagination?
I can tell you right now. It's probable that Phil has gotten colds over the last couple of years, but he's got himself talked into thinking that he didn't.
Let me ask you something, man. Do you believe in masks?
I wore masks during the COVID emergency, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, do you wear one now?
No, I do not.
Do you believe in them?
Do I believe? I believe in them for doctors. I believe in for sterile environments when doctors need to operate on somebody. I don't know what you're asking me.
So, in other words, you don't think that masks stop people from getting colds?
I don't think that there is the science is in on that, Phil. I think they're important for like the pandemic, the COVID thing. You know, when it's possible you get something's going to kill you, but I don't know that wearing a mask is necessarily going to.
What do you think about what Phil just said? When he was wearing a mask all through the last 3 years, he's not gotten sick once.
I appreciate the fact that you really believe that, Phil.
Wait a minute, man. You're not going to tell me that that's my imagination.
You're saying it's Mr. Henry's imagination that he didn't get sick.
I'm saying that it is. I think he's giving the mask far too much benefit, far too much credit for that. I think you were eating, you told me yourself, Phil, you were eating greens, you were eating whole greens, You were drinking water. You were getting your bed rest. You said that you were eating lean meats.
Wait a minute, man. All of that stuff...
Well, isn't that true?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I watch my diet, especially in these... Especially now, because I've been so overweight over much of my life. What are you telling me?
I'm telling you...
Wait, hold on for a minute, Art. You're telling me that Phil didn't get a cold because he eats greens, lean meats... What is that again?
Are you guys going to listen to me or do you want to keep talking?
Art, don't get an attitude here. We've had a very tough day.
I'm having a bad day, too. I got to get on a cargo flight, on a charter flight. I'm about to get on a charter flight with some screaming brats.
What are you doing?
I got a charter. Never mind.
You're flying a charter tonight?
Yeah, and I don't want to get into it.
All right. Okay, so you're telling me the fact that I...
The fact that you haven't been sick over the last 3 years, Phil, doesn't necessarily mean it's because you were wearing a mask. I believe that you probably did get sick, but, you know, you didn't notice it.
See, Mr. Henry got sick, but he didn't see it.
Yeah, I know. I think your mind was made up that you weren't going to be sick.
What the hell are you talking about, man? You know, I usually thought of you as a very sensible guy, Art.
Well, what's changed?
You're telling me that I got sick, but I didn't notice it.
I'm saying... It's highly unlikely, Phil, that simply wearing a mask for the last 3 years kept you from getting the common colds and flus that you ordinarily get.
I get a flu shot, so let's rule out the flu.
Okay, let's rule out the flu. Then so you got a flu shot, you got a COVID shot, but you want to rule all of that out for why you didn't get sick.
I'm ruling all of that out for the common cold. Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Well, okay. You know, I just got to the plane here. Hold on for a minute. I'm talking with Phil Henry. Do you mind, Phil?
Go ahead.
Jesus. Well, do you mind or you don't?
No, it's all right. We're talking to Art Griego. Art is a pilot, and he's about ready to take off on a charter.
Yeah, hold on. So I don't want any of these kids breathing down my neck, okay? I got this charter that I'm flying out tonight, Phil, to San Francisco. It's a couple of families. Yeah, no, I don't want the kids breathing down my neck. Keep those brats away from me. I get this...
You're not in any shape to fly an airplane tonight.
Who said that?
Margaret did. I did.
What are you talking about?
You are in no shape. You're talking to that family about the brats?
I'm talking to a couple of the crew that's going to be flying with me. I'm not telling the family that.
Well, your attitude is really bad. I don't want the brats breathing down my neck.
I don't... Listen, I'm flying an airplane. Phil, I have told you and I've told your entire audience... When most pilots, when we fly, and I think the audience needs to get this, most pilots, when we fly, we are scared to death. Okay? Because sometimes I don't think I'm going to come back from this. What are you laughing at now?
You got to be kidding me. You really got to be kidding me, Griego.
I'm having not the best day.
Yeah, we can gather from that because you're trying to tell Phil that when he's sick, he isn't really sick. And he must have gotten the flu, and he doesn't know it. And no mask can do this or that or something else. And now you're saying, keep those brats away from me. I agree with Margaret. You are in no shape to fly an aircraft.
How about this guy? Will you, Phil? What do you think of that?
I agree with him.
And you, what about you, Margaret?
I'm the one that initially said it.
And you, Bud?
Yeah, I agree.
And you, Phil?
I agree. Don't ask me. I've already told you. You know what, man? There's something wrong with you, okay? From the minute you got on the air with us, you've had your head up your ass. Not that you're different from anybody else that comes on this show, but you have been really strange with all of this crap you're telling me about COVID and masks and now these kids that are breathing down your neck or whatever.
I got two families. I got these brats. Hi. Good evening. I'll be on. That was them right there.
Well, maybe they overheard you.
No, they didn't overhear me. Those are the kids? Hi, how you doing? Are these yours? No, these right here. These yours? Okay. Just wanted to...
You know what? If I knew that you were the pilot of an aircraft that I was flying on, I'd get off the plane.
You know something, Phil? I'd known you a long time, and that really hurts.
I'm sorry. I'd get off the plane.
That really hurts.
I'd get off the plane.
That really hurts.
I'd get off the plane.
That
really hurts. We get it, okay. Art, we've run our course with you this evening. Well, wait a minute, Margaret. No, we've run our course with you this evening. We thank you very much. Good luck on that plane ride, and good luck to that family getting there alive.
How dare you?
This is the Phil Henry...
Margaret.
Back off. This is the Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for listening, folks.
Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
My name is Phil...
Sit over there, Mr. Henry. I'm Phil Henry.
Thank you so much for listening, folks.
World famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by... Sit down. By me. By Phil Henry. Executive produced by Phil Henry. All rights reserved on Podcast One. For Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved. I think I did that wrong.
This sucks. Get some different music up here. Where's Bud?
Nice one, Margaret.
Sorry, I don't like this song.